The town of Jackson has long struggled to find enough affordable housing for its seasonal workers. Right now, the average rental property there is going for $2,800 a month. But lately, the popularity of house-sharing websites have transformed the housing problem into a housing crisis. And as Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports, that's got local business owners looking in new places for their seasonal hires.
It's mid-morning at a campsite just outside of Jackson, and Kristen Johnson is setting up her camp stove for a cup of coffee before work.
Came with the van.
Johnson works in town as a cocktail waitress, but her home is this old Econoline van. She says she's always looking for a place with four walls, but her housing budget is only $650 a month.
There's options that come up, but most of the time they're too expensive.
And even if Johnson found a place she could afford, there's no guarantee she could keep it.
I've had a lot of friends moved out of their places because the landlord wants to up rent now because there's such a high need.
Johnson's story is pretty common around here right now. Many of the rental properties that used to be available to employees are now going to tourists. That's because if you own a place in Jackson, renting it for a week to a vacationer will net you more money than renting it for a month to a worker. The properties are offered on websites like Airbnb and VRBO that let you turn your place or even your couch into your own private hotel.
Even in my neighborhood where I live, on either end of the block, we've had chronic illegal rentals.
Jim Stanford is a member of the Jackson Town Council. Last week, after a heated four-hour meeting, Jackson and Teton County voted to ban house-sharing sites. It was a move to free up housing for seasonal workers.
There's probably 10 or 20 rentals here in town and many more out in the county that possibly could be rented to workers, to people who live and work in this community. And right now they can't find any place to live.
And that's also creating problems for local business owners. Allie Cohane runs Persephone Bakery. She says her jobs pay about $15 an hour on average. But in Jackson, that doesn't mean much.
I think we've had an ad in the newspaper since May and have not been able to take it out. If we do fill a position, we are usually just putting in another position right after that. It's been nearly impossible.
Chris Hansen is the owner of Caldera's, a little pizza joint right on Jackson's Town Square.
Friday tends to be our busiest day of the week, year-round. This time of year, it's like that every day.
Hansen says that when he has to double his staff each summer, he used to rely on college kids, but they haven't been showing up lately.
Anytime somebody gets in touch with me who's not here already, I'll always tell them, or I'll ask them rather, do you have housing right now? And if the answer is no, then my answer is, well, come see me when you've got housing.
This summer, Hansen says he's hiring fewer kids from college and more kids from places like this.
Moldova, Republic of Moldova. It's a little tiny small country between Romania and Ukraine.
That's Nina Maiko, one of Chris Hansen's top servers this summer. To be fair, she's a college student, too. That's why she was able to qualify for the J-1 visa program, which brings international college students to the U.S. to work for a season. Around here, J-1 students are usually sponsored by big resorts, and housing is part of the deal. Great news for Maiko, who says she loves getting to work in the States, even if serving here is a little different than in her home country.
There's like, you don't even introduce yourself. Hi, what do you like? Okay, bye. Boom. Puck, puck, puck. You're done. Here, you kind of have a dialogue. Because it's in your interest, you know? Otherwise, you're not going to make money.
This season, Chris Hansen hired 5 J-1 students. That's up from 0 last year. He says that if things don't change, that number will probably just keep growing.
Starts up like a champ.
Back at her campsite, Kristen Johnson is packed up and ready for work. She says that car camping is okay for now, but it isn't really a choice.
If I just decide I don't want to do it anymore, tough luck. I don't really have another option other than leaving.
And Johnson says she might not come back next year. That would leave one great Jackson job open. That is, for whoever is lucky enough to find a place to stay. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Miles Bryan.